We have been too long pushed in a corner. We're ashamed of our emotion. Come on. We're ashamed of wild or fearful of wildfire. We're ashamed because, yeah, sometimes we're loud. Sometimes we are. Sometimes we just get happy. And it's weird. Folks stand sometimes. Men preach. Oh, yes. That we're not here to sacrifice truth, but we want to hear the taught word. That's true. But we expect that when a man preaches truth, it's not meant to be mechanical. It's not meant to be merely some mental exercise or some academic exercise. It's supposed to be something that's alive. Because we do not minister the letter. We minister the Spirit. We receive not the Spirit by the works of the law, but by the hearing of faith. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we are not dead edifices. We are the living dwelling place of God. We live because He lives, and our house is His dwelling place. We're not afraid of a hallelujah and an amen. As a matter of fact, we think it's strange when it's absent. Matter of fact, we're wondering, where is the power here? And let us know we're not ashamed to tell the world. We know the difference between sensationalism and the real move of the Spirit. We know the difference between someone working it up and someone that's just fool. We know the difference between a man who's merely being emotional and trying to manipulate a crowd and a man who's full of the Holy Ghost and he's preaching the truth of God's Word. And truth bears witness to truth. Spirit bears witness to Spirit. And the heart of this man answers to the God that he serves and says, amen, hallelujah, glory. We know the difference between the sensual and the spiritual. We know the difference between the feeling one gets at a rock concert and the feeling one gets when the anointed, raw, naked truth of God's Word is being proclaimed. That's piercing to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and is discerning our thoughts and intents, and is illuminating our minds. Oh yes, and is bringing our Christ closer unto us and making Him more real to us. That is exalting Him in our minds, in our spirits. We know the difference between that which makes us want to go kiss our wife and that which makes us want to bow our knee unto the Lord God. We know the difference between a do-si-do and a glory hallelujah. We know the difference between a square dance and a move of God that says, I will dance before the Lord God with all my might. We are the real Pentecostals who understand the move of the Holy Ghost. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. We are a people that fear grips our hearts whenever we go for a period of time and we do not sense Him. When we go for service after service and there's been no manifestation of the Spirit, we become concerned. The folks who want to criticize us for speaking in tongues don't know anything but the junk that comes out of the hyper faith movement and out of Hollywood. They don't know the real. I wish they'd come live with me for a while. Come on, meet me, sir, at 5:30 in the morning in my living room when the lights are off and everybody's in bed and I'm talking to my God. Come on, go with me to church. Go with me and let me show you what the love of God will do in your heart. Let me show you what God can do with you. I am not filled with devils. I am filled with God Almighty. He lives. He lives in my heart tonight. The They utter things they do not understand, and thereby pervert knowledge. Woo! On the day of Pentecost, Peter will declare there are two perspectives. There's a prophetic perspective, and there is a present perspective. He first will give the prophetic perspective, and he will say to them, "Fellas, hey, you, quit looking at those folks talking in tongues for a moment. Listen up over here. I have something to tell you. The message on the day of Pentecost was not preached in tongues. Amen. Don't give me that junk. You don't understand it. You haven't read it. You don't even know what it's about. Those folks talking in tongues, that's something else. They weren't caring about that crowd. They were so indifferent to the crowd that they could speak in tongues while folks are standing around. Hey, he's talking my language. Hey, that's my hometown tongue. He must be drunk. Nah, I don't know what he is. And they're just over there. Woo! Oh, hallelujah! In another language, giving glory to God. We get one critic and go round the corner. They just kept speaking in tongues. They just speak in tongues till God gives someone a word, and then let him stand up and preach, and let him preach it in a language that every man can know clearly what he says. He said, "Fellas, this is that which is spoken of the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh." He talked about upon the servants, upon the handmaids. "In those days I'll pour out of my spirit." He said, "On your sons and your daughters, rich to poor, men or women, all flesh." And he said, "They shall prophesy." This is not the prophesying so much of Ezekiel. It is not so much the prophesying of Isaiah and Jeremiah. This is the kind of prophesying that Saul would do. This is the kind of prophesying the 70 elders would do. Yes, it's the kind of prophesying that was not speaking future things. It was not rebuking a message. It was not even being directed to men. Oh no. Saul will go and the Spirit of God will fall on him. Nobody gets a message. Nobody gets a sermon. Nobody writes a book. Israel's not chastised. All we see is a man who is caught up in the presence of God and utters such ecstatic praise and such ecstatic song to God that folks are taken back by it, because the words that come from the lips are not the normal sense of singing. It's not the normal sense of praise. It's not the normal sense of worship. This is an elevated form. This is a higher, godly, inspired form. On the day when Moses, God would take the spirit from Moses and put it upon the 70 elders, all throughout the camp, they'll be praising God and glorifying him and prophesying. And there come Moses. "We got one out here. We got one out here. He's prophesying. Tell him to shut up." He said, "I would God would put it on everyone. I wish everybody could have this thing." They weren't given a message. They had elevated their praise. They had taken a heart that was filled with the love of God and the glory of God. And God inspired, God elevated, God illuminated the mind and lifted the praise up to a higher level.
Amen. Amen.
If you can orchestrate it, if you can organize it, if you can train it, if you can manipulate it, if you can put it in a classroom and produce it, it isn't what the Holy Ghost brings. Woo, glory. What the Holy Ghost brings will be the same on a grandma as it will to a banker. It'll be the same on a black man as it is on a white man. It'll be the same on a fat man as it is on a skinny man. Oh yes, whether it's son or daughter, whether it's rich or poor, it's not something you learn in a classroom. It's not something you get a hold of by your preacher. It's not something that is orchestrated in a choir practice. It comes from on high. It comes from on high. It comes from on high. It is the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. It is divine. It is divine. It comes from above. He will take the simplest of tongues and you take a man most impoverished in expression and make his praise on such a level that I do not wonder if for just a moment the angels back away and let the sound. Whoo. I would to God there was a sound in the camp again. Come on. I would to God There was a sound in the camp, and it didn't come from Hollywood. It didn't come from some kind of stage production. It didn't come from laser lights and black walls. It didn't come from something we can manipulate and make up. It came from spontaneously. Ah, yes. While we were just waiting in His glorious presence, the Holy Ghost falls, and there's a sound from the camp, and it's coming up to the throne. It's coming before God's glory, and it is nothing more than the divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost that has lifted us up into His presence. We are Pentecostals. Woo! We are Pentecostals. Have we forgotten who we are? Have we become so stiff and starchy? Has pride and self-righteousness so gripped us? Do we feel we're living on such a high level that we have lost the humility that will prostrate us before a holy God that remembers without Him you're nothing? You wouldn't have a marriage if it wasn't for God. You wouldn't have those wonderful grandchildren if it wasn't for God. There wouldn't be a WPC if He hadn't sent the Holy Ghost. And if Christ Jesus had not done this work. Come on. How long's it been since it touched your flesh? How long's it been since that dried up, proudful, stick in the mud flesh? Oh, that doesn't want to bow. That's always conscious of everybody else's thoughts. And is forgotten about the mind of the Holy One. And is forgotten about the eye of the Holy One. If there's an eye that beholds me tonight, there is one that looks down on me. And He says, I've given them my all. I've sent my Son. I've given my life. I've sent them the Holy Ghost. I want to bless. I want to pour out. I want to feel. I want to sanctify. I want to be glorified in my people. But my people have separated themselves through the pride of their own hearts. There's a pile of holiness churches across America. Hadn't had someone get happy and run around the church in who knows how long. And last time you can remember it happened in your life was so long ago, you don't even know what it felt like any longer. Come on now. You think this preacher's crazy and has lost his mind. No, I'm telling you that what happened on the day of Pentecost, well, they'll think we're crazy. They thought they were crazy. But it's worth it to me. But I can care less what they think. Why do we concern ourselves with the opinion of an adulterous and perverse generation? Why do we concern ourselves with the thoughts of men who are wicked and who are ungodly? Let us concern ourselves with the One who died for us and sent us this blessed gift. Let us lift our hands and rejoice and give praise, for we are sealed with the Spirit. It's the earnest of our inheritance. It's the down payment. It's as close to heaven as we can get this side of glory. We got a church talking about going to heaven and has refused the down payment that comes from heaven. You hear this preacher, and I ain't telling you anything new. But you are never closer to heaven than in the middle of a move of the Holy Ghost, in the middle of an assembly of saints where the Spirit of God is moving and the truth of God is penetrating and the glory of God is elevating and the grace of God is saving and people are being moved by the Holy Ghost. That's as close as you can. Give Him glory. Woo! Male or female matters not. Male or female matters not. Rich or poor matters not. Educated or uneducated matters not. Come on, hallelujah. Child or adult matters not. Young or old matters not. All flesh still means all flesh. I don't know about you, but I wish there was a yearning again where God's people could get free. Where God's people could get free of their inhibitions in the presence of the Holy God. That we can lose ourselves. We can lose ourselves again and get caught up in the glory of God Almighty. What more? What can we say to our children when they have grown up in churches that no longer know what it is? When that blessed sister shouts till her hair comes down, till that brother gets so drunk in the spirit till he cannot stand. Ooh. Come on now. We're so drawn up. We're so inhibited. I don't know why. I'd like to know what else God's got to do for some tonight. It's almost like it takes a nuclear bomb to move us. Glory. God didn't go force your will. But if you got enough will to yield it, enough. You haven't stretched out the hand that's been withered. But God says, stretch it out. I don't feel it, but I'm going to do it anyway. My mind has sent the command of that hand time and again. I've told it to move and it will not move. But this time, it isn't just my mind talking. It's the master talking. And the master said, stretch it. Oh, I've got to stretch it. Glory to God. I've got to reach that hand out. Oh, glory. Why don't you do something you haven't done in a long time and lift your hand up to God and say, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. I just tell you right now, I ain't going to finish my sermon, all right? It's okay. I'm just going to do what God told me to do. I do not believe in manipulation. I loathe it. Anybody spend any time under my ministry knows I am not a manipulator. But when God tells me to push a little bit, I'm going to push. I'm here to tell you there's some folks right here tonight. If you're not careful, you're going to go out that door. And the accuser of the brethren is going to see that you're beat up. He'll tempt you to resist and then beat you up after resisting. And you're going to walk out that door and you're going to say, I just wish. I just felt like running tonight. I felt like shouting at the top of my lungs and dancing in my pew. I didn't stop you. I didn't bind you up. He never bound you up. He never stopped you. Oh, I'm telling you, it's your own heart. It's your own stubbornness. It's your own willfulness. Why don't you lay it down tonight? Why don't you go out of this place with a liberty? With a liberty. With a fullness. I'm free, praise God. I'm free, praise God. Sister, go ahead and let God have his way right now. Go ahead, sister. Let God have his way right now. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Mandalababosh. We are Pentecostal. This isn't Wesleyan Baptist. This isn't Wesleyan Methodist. This is Wesleyan Pentecostal. If you get the sin taken care of, you can rejoice. You can rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. When pride is gone, God can reign. Hear me, saith God. You have not been raised up by the hand of men. You are not here by the intellect of your elders. You are here through my grace. I have said to this body time and again, I have brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. But I say to you tonight, I cannot use you if you leave the things that I have taught you. If you leave the foundation upon which you have been founded. It is I who have illuminated my servants to put together the words and give expression to the truths that you have been taught. It is my spirit that is inspired. I am the one that owns and heads and directs. I say unto you, I am yet building my church. And I have a work for you in this final hour. I have called you my people. And I say unto you, fear not. Concern not yourself with the opinions of others. Compare not yourself to other movements. Do not measure yourself by the standards of the world or by the standards of other churches that surround you. But I say, let me be your measure. Let me be your compass. And let me be your guide. Live in the contentment and security of my love. And I am going to show you things you never thought possible. I say to you, my power has not diminished. My plan has not changed. My purpose has not fallen to the ground. But I, the Lord your God, have raised you up. Lay hold of my word and believe me in this hour, saith the Lord. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, somebody. Somebody ought to find some breath somewhere. Somebody ought to find some strength somewhere to glorify. Where it started. The church wasn't birthed in a silent moment. The church wasn't birthed in a quiet committee meeting. The church didn't come into existence in some silent conference. The church was birthed in an act of praise. In a public display. Woo! Glory! Yes! This is where we started, Brother Don. We didn't start in some little quiet corner of the world. It was shouted from the housetop. It was proclaimed from the rooftops. It was proclaimed. And when this was noised abroad. And when this was noised abroad. And when this was noised abroad. They gathered all over town. They came to hear. Why do we expect anything to happen out there when nothing's happening in here? Why are we empty on the street when we're empty in the house of God? We need God to fill us here to go out there. And give Him glory. This is that. This is that. Woo. This is that. Oh, that's feel it in my spirit tonight. You must not leave here. You must not leave here with some consciousness that you failed to yield. We want God to do great things. And we can't even give Him our hands and our feet. In a place that's not filled with censure. In a place where you're surrounded by love and people full of the Holy Ghost. If you are fearful and inhibited in this kind of an atmosphere, I know you're not preaching on your job. I know you're not talking about Him out there when you aren't even free in here. I'm going to make one appeal. And I'm going to back away unless God tells me something else. But I'm telling you, we let ourselves. We get like a beaver dam. We get so stopped up. We got so many things going sideways in our life. We can't even think straight anymore. Our emotions are in such a swirl that we can't even get our mind into focused on God. We can't loose ourselves enough from technology to focus 2 hours in a Holy Ghost filled service. And it takes near about a thunderstorm or a tornado to break us free from our pride and self-will. And I'm going to make one more appeal to you tonight. You can sit there and condemn this crowd if you want to. You can condemn this preacher if you want. But I'm not afraid to stand before God for what I preach tonight. I'd be afraid to speak against what God wants to do. I'd be afraid to presume I know more than He knows. If you think that Dan Woods has worked this up, you lost it. But you haven't been able to move yet. But I'm going to ask you one more thing. If you have enough initiative to step out of your seat and say, Brother Woods, I need a touch. I am tired of living in the desert. I'm tired of walking in the wilderness. I'm tired of being dry. I need some rain. I've heard enough preaching. I've heard enough preaching to give me enough instruction for the next 5 years. I need some rain. My ground is dry. My ground is dry. And I need some rain. If you'll get out of your seat and walk down here, we elders are going to lay hands on you. And I'm going to believe God to fill you. Come on, elders. Come on, elders. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get in there. Come on right here. Come on. Come on. Get on. Some of you sisters right here. Some of you Holy Ghost filled ladies. Come on right here. Father, in the name of Jesus. In that death of a shadow. Come on, church, get in here. Some others, I know it's tight. Get on in here anyway. Let God touch your life tonight. If you're back there next to somebody, you're full of the Holy Ghost, lay hands on them. Lay hands on them. Ask God to touch them. Come on. Find somebody to pray with them tonight. Find somebody to pray with them here tonight. Hallelujah.